Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. In a recent release, the Kentucky Center for Ag and Rural Development presented a case study of a Warren County farm couple seeking to expand their enterprise. Michelle and Nathan Howell wanted to transition from part-time to full-time farmers on a specific path.
In a way they thought they could do that was taking a year-round community supported ag or CSA approach where their farm products, in addition to products from other producers around the area that they would be purchasing to support, to kind of complement, to fill out the box, make it a year-round product.
K-Card's Brent Lackey says the agency is often called upon for feasibility studies and from them business plans. The K-Card staff is small, but they're very skilled in business analysis. They can do a very specific evaluation of a plan in the development stage, similar to that of the Howell family.
We help them put pencil to paper. How many weeks are you going to do this? How many weeks are you going to do this? In what weeks will you be doing this? And from that, we were able to really help plan that out. And also we utilized that information to develop an average cost per week for them to produce that share on an average basis. We kind of knew the third week in December it was going to cost them this. Compared to the second week in June, this is what it was going to cost them to do it.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
It's time for the 10th annual Fall Field Day at CPC Commodities in Fountain Run, Thursday, September 4th from 9 to 4, and you're invited. Get to know the good folks at CPC Commodities and stock up on feed and equipment with special 10th anniversary Fall Field Day blowout prices. Fall Field Day also features a full-line trade show, expanded this year with more vendors representing the best products in the livestock nutrition, animal health, and farm hardware industries. Thursday, September 4th from 9 to 4, and you're invited.
K-Card, the Kentucky Center for Ag and Rural Development, and their feasibility study for the Howell family had specific recommendations for their expansion plans. The Howells have incorporated those and have transitioned to a successful full-time operation. In fact, says K-Card's Brent Lackey, they may be expanding soon. But Lackey noted that sometimes their advice isn't exactly what a farmer entrepreneur wants to hear.
We've basically let that farmer know that this business that you're thinking about adding on is not going to generate the returns that you think it will. We consider that some of our best success stories, Mike, because those were the savings that they would have been invested or loans taken out that could have put them in a bad situation down the road.
Ultimately, farmers thank them for not sugarcoating their analysis and bringing an independent set of eyes to evaluate. Farmer entrepreneurs can check out the agency and its offerings online at K-Card, that's K-C-A-R-D.info. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.